Hi, this is Eric Greb, Managing Editor of Neurology Reviews. In a study of women with MS who were not pregnant, the pregnancy hormone estriol was associated with a significant decrease in the number and volume of gadolinium-enhancing lesions on MRI. At the 66th annual meeting of the American Academy of Neurology, Dr. Rhonda Vaskul, Professor of Neurology and holder of the Jack Skirball Chair in MS Research at UCLA, described her investigation into the effect of estriol plus glatiramer acetate on annualized relapse rate in women with relapsing remitting MS. She joins me now to discuss her results. And Dr. Vaskul, why did you choose to examine estriol's effect on relapse rate instead of another outcome, such as disease progression?
There were several reasons. First of all, we were trying to recapitulate the effect of pregnancy on MS, specifically late pregnancy. And it had been known that late pregnancy reduced relapse rates by over 70%. So this was what we were trying to reestablish by giving just the hormone estriol, the pregnancy hormone estriol. Second of all of the drugs that have been FDA approved for MS have been approved based on their ability to reduce relapses as compared to placebo alone. Third of all, as you mentioned, in a previous small pilot study of only 10 patients that were followed every month with an MRI of their brain, we had seen a decrease in enhancing lesions in white matter by MRI. It is known that these enhancing lesions are a biomarker for relapses, and so all of these things fit together nicely to suggest that we might indeed see a decrease in relapses with estriol treatment.
The dropout rate in your study was 29%, which seems high. Can you explain the reasons for this dropout rate?
Yes, most people would actually argue that 29% is not very high for the MS trials that occur. It's generally around 25%, some approaching 30%, so I don't think that this is very high from the feedback that I've been given. That said, I do believe that it was important that in our trial, which was funded principally by the National Institutes of Health and the National MS Society, it was unique in the sense that we did not provide the Copaxone treatment in our study. Our study did not have a placebo-only arm. It was a combination study whereby we combined estriol treatment plus Copaxone or standard of care with placebo treatment plus Copaxone or standard of care. In our case, we only provided estriol and placebo pills. We could not provide the Copaxone injections because these cost $60,000 per patient per year, or it would have been up to almost $20 million for the study. So given the fact that we had a budget of about $3.5 million from the NIH and $3.5 million from the MS Society, you can see that just providing that standard of care drug would have basically taken up the entire budget threefold. We appreciated greatly the commitment of the patients that we had that were in our study and continued to be committed to our study, despite the fact that unlike all the other trials that occur in MS, they did not have everything provided to them. They had to provide their own Copaxone with their own money and their own insurance. So we think that this dropout rate is quite low given that particular fact.
Now, you found that cognition improved among patients receiving estriol plus glatiramer acetate, particularly among patients who scored less than 55 on the PACE-AT at baseline. Could estriol's apparent effect on cognition be related to its reduction of gadolinium-enhancing lesions?
It's possible, theoretically, but I don't think that's the case. Instead, first of all, one must realize that the PACE-AT score of 60 is 100%. And so a score of 55 to 60 is really within the normal range. What we did with estriol was to take people that were scoring lower than 55 in the high 40s and made them score up into the near normal range. And once they got to that level, they stayed there throughout the end of the trial. Now, the reason I don't think it's due to a reduction in enhancing lesions is because we did look at enhancing lesions in this particular study, which was much larger and was placebo-controlled. Well, it had Copaxone as a standard of care. But in our study, we also did look at enhancing lesions. And we did see a reduction in enhancing lesions with estriol plus Copaxone. But we also saw that same reduction in lesions occurring with placebo plus Copaxone. And this had been known for quite a while, that Copaxone reduces enhancing lesions. And we showed again that estriol plus Copaxone reduces enhancing lesions. The key, though, is that there weren't significant differences in these reduction of lesions. They were extraordinarily low. I don't think they could have been suppressed any further as time went on. So the most likely explanation is that estrogen's working through a completely different mechanism, and that is by neuroprotection. So estrogen has been shown for a number of years to be neuroprotective in other neurodegenerative disease models and systems. And we have a lot of evidence in the MS model that indeed estriol treatment can not just reduce enhancing lesions in white matter, which it does, but also to increase synapse formation in gray matter. So for those who aren't aware, the treatments in MS currently are good at reducing relapses by about a half to third to two-thirds, but what they don't do is to improve cognition. There are no drugs that would improve cognition the way that this particular drug did. All of them reduce enhancing lesions that are on the market today, but none of them causes significant of an improvement in cognitive testing within only 12 months of treatment. So it was quite striking, this improvement that we saw, and you just don't see that with the other drugs that are available that all reduce enhancing lesions.
You are currently conducting studies of estriol combined with other treatments for MS. Which drugs are you studying, and what are your primary endpoints?
The next trial that we have already started is one that will have cognition as a primary outcome measure. In that particular case, we will enrich for people who are having difficulty with their cognitive testing, because we know that we're not merely trying to slow down a cognitive decline in people that are doing well, but rather what we are doing with our drug is to take people that are not doing well on the test and we're making them do better. So we're bringing people that have disability and we're improving them up to a near normal level. So given that, the primary outcome measure for this trial that is now ongoing at UCLA, New Mexico, Colorado, and Penn, University of Pennsylvania, is cognitive testing. And with respect to which drug that we're adding it to, we are adding it to any of the standard of care drugs which are on the market, because there's no reason to believe that estriol in combination with, for example, Tecfidera or the interferons wouldn't work as well. Because we view this as combining a neuroprotective drug, estriol, with the standard of care anti-inflammatory drugs. So again, in that particular study, we are allowing people to already be on any of the standard anti-inflammatories, and we will merely add on estriol placebo, with the primary outcome in this case being cognition.
How long is the follow-up period of your new studies, and when do you expect results to be available?
The study is treatment for 1 year, which is good because we had seen such a robust effect with estriol treatment in the previous trial. We are confident that we can see this effect on cognition, this improvement, within 12 months. Now, the study is about half filled. I expect it'll take about 6 months to a year to enroll the entire study. And then, of course, the last patient will finish the last day of the drug a year from then. So I would expect it would be within 2 years that we will have the results of yet the next study showing an effect on cognition as the primary outcome measure. Cognition was a secondary outcome measure in the one I just reported. In the next study, it's going to be the primary outcome measure.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Voskuhl. This is Eric Greb, Managing Editor of Neurology Reviews. Thank you for listening.